Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to the Q1 Sold Stories Report for the Toronto, GTA, and Ontario area. I'm your host, Paul Andrigo. This is realestatepodcastshow.com, the top result on Google for Real Estate Podcast Show, which is the main reason why your sold stories belong on the world's biggest stage. So as of today, across the city, across Toronto and GTA, and many parts of Ontario, they're going to be getting a special activation link to access for the first time in the history of these reports, a full way to access this information. And not just four times a year, like I've been doing reports on for many years, but you're actually going to have real-time access to the information that you need to know. There is no excuse anymore for not having access to the right data combined with the right analysis, having the right person helping you through that data. You mix those two together and you have a formula for so much success. And that's the story that I want to create for you, just as I've done for so many of my clients over the years. And if it puts you in a place where you're happier, you're healthier, you're in a better place as a result of it, then that's what I want. Now, especially for those of you listening who've owned for 10 plus years. With the way the market is shifting and no one knowing 100% when things might change, it would be a very wise idea for those of you listening that are sitting on unbelievable levels of equity. Some of you are sitting on hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars in equity. So while the market is still moving along due to the low inventory situation, while that's happening, this might be that moment right before things change. So this is the moment to make your decisions, to make your moves. The spring market officially begins. It started, of course, at the end of March. So April is the official month that you'll want to make sure that you activate all of the benefits. So April, May, June. You really want to make sure that if you can possibly be sold in Q1, you're going to be in a very, very good position. And let's be honest, no one knows what the next few years might hold as far as what might happen with the principal residence situation as far as being tax-free right now. No one knows if that's going to be the same in 5 or 10 years. So if you're sitting on 10 or 20 years or more of equity and you're hoping to make sure that you have full access to it, this might be the best time this decade to make this move, take the money out that you have, and then decide where you're going to go with it next. If you're going to be looking at a downsize, if you're going to be looking at moving out of the city and relocating. Whatever is the thing that makes you happy is what I'm here to help you do. I'm here to provide solutions to the biggest issues you have and help you through each step of the way. So make sure that you use the link in this podcast. And this is the only way you're going to get this report, is via the link in this podcast, and find out exactly where you are now and at least put yourself in the position to make your next move as safely and as successfully as possible. Thanks for tuning in.